It's all been going on across the pond, where in Washington we had... But you may remember a couple of years ago that the US government shut down for lack of funding. They were unable to agree a funding package. Well, from what I understand, they were close to agreeing a funding package in the middle of last week until the brilliant but novice politician, well, I say brilliant in his own mind, the novice politician Elon Musk stepped forward and stirred things up. And somehow, despite him saying that, you know, any Republicans that voted against the bill should, you know, should face midterm elections, somehow the bill has been passed. And I'm rather hoping Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, can explain the devil how. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Matthew.
It's been quite a week. Talk us through it as best you can, please.
Well, it's been completely crazy because on Tuesday, it looked like there wasn't anything to see here at all. Yes. The Democrats and the Republicans had actually struck a deal. They'd forged a compromise, something that hardly ever happens, but of course is likely to happen in the run-up to the Christmas holidays when, A, they all want to get out of town, and B, the last thing they want to do is tell millions of federal government workers they're not going to get a Christmas paycheck. So on Tuesday, everything looked absolutely fine. And then Elon Musk literally torpedoed through a series of more than 100 postings on his social media platform the agreement that had been done, shaming the Republicans for signing on to a Democrat proposal that he argued was filled with wasteful public spending and was woke. And so by Tuesday night, suddenly the deal was off, because on Wednesday, Donald Trump then enjoined Elon Musk in torpedoing this agreement. So that's led to 72 hours of really unprecedented tension on Capitol Hill as the clock has ticked. 24 hours ago, it looked like we were heading for a government shutdown. But then at the 11th hour and 59th minute, a new version of the funding arrangement was presented by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, who had been in constant contact, forced to be in constant contact, with Musk and Trump. It stripped out a lot of the spending provisions, keeps the government open, but critically, and this is the important bit, pushes the row over the debt ceiling. That is the amount of money any government can borrow. It pushes that argument down until next March, which is actually precisely the outcome Donald Trump did not want, because basically what's going to happen now is we will be back at square one in March, facing another looming deadline for a shutdown, and then Donald Trump is going to be the president, not Joe Biden, who will have the ultimate responsibility for deciding just how much money the government should be spending. And there is evidently a real gulf between Donald Trump and Elon Musk on the one hand, and Republicans in the House of Representatives, who, remember, will all be up for re-election in 2 years' time, so any decision they make has enormous consequences for them. There's going to be a battle royal in spring, right at the beginning of the Trump presidency, which, of course, is something he'd been trying to avoid.
What's your take on Elon Musk's behaviour over this week? And it struck me he was naive in his approach.
Yeah, but I think you're absolutely right to zero in on him, because this was Musk moving against this deal initially on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then inveighing Donald Trump to join him. This was not something that Donald Trump was moving to derail independently of Musk. So I think what we've seen is an effort by Elon Musk, who of course is completely unelected and now co-heading along with pharmaceutical billionaire Vivek Ramaswamy, this sort of mythical Department of Government Efficiency, which doesn't even exist. It's not a government department. And I think Musk was really testing just how much power he has amassed. Because remember, he's literally adhered himself to Donald Trump with superglue since election night, having provided Donald Trump with $250 million of funding for his election campaign war chest. So I think Musk wanted wanted to see how much rope Donald Trump was going to give him. And the answer was a considerable amount. And even now, Musk is actually claiming that this is a victory for those people who wanted to see public spending, wasteful public spending, as he sees it, eliminated from the proposal. I mean, that's not an entirely true reflection of what has taken place in the last 36 hours. But Elon Musk on Wednesday looked like he'd amassed an enormous amount of power at the hands of Donald Trump. Yes. But by last night, it was pretty clear that the Republicans in the House of Representatives were sending a message to both men saying that if you think you're entirely independent actors in all of this and entirely in charge, we've got news for you, because our eyes are not on the next 4 years. They're on the next 2 years, because we're up for re-election in 2026.
Excellent reporting there. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, I think telling giving a really clear insight into, as I said, the machinations by Elon Musk over the last few days.